This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on Church Arise. Psalm 68:1, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. This is a day where I believe we're going to see the enemies of God being scattered in Jesus' wonderful name. Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. God has called us to wake up and to arise out of our lethargy, out of our depression, our despair, our limitations, our fears, our inadequacies, rise up by faith and conquer in his name. And so we've looked at a number of issues as the church. Firstly, arise and turn. Secondly, arise and shine. Amen. And I just want to finish that point because I think it's important. Jesus said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. And he was simply saying to Lazarus, Lazarus, it's time to arise and shine. Amen. Because let me say this, for some of you listening, your song hasn't been sung yet. Your best days are still ahead of you. People of God, it's time to shine. Do you know that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning? And so again, it's time to arise in Jesus' wonderful name. And of course, I just quoted from Psalm 30:5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. But it doesn't even end there. Verse 11, you've turned for me my mourning into dancing. You've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Jesus called Lazarus to come out of the grave. And you know what he said next? Loose him and let him go. And for some of you, I believe God wants to loose you from, you know, the grave clothes of yesterday. Maybe you failed morally in some way. Maybe you suffered abuse. Maybe you were hurt or betrayed. Maybe you've been struggling with all sorts of dysfunction. But you know, the Lord wants to remove the grave clothes of yesterday, the grave clothes of your past, of where you failed, of where you were hurt or rejected or abused. Yes, it happened, but no, it doesn't have to define you. Amen. Your past does not have to define you. Yesterday does not have to determine tomorrow. It's a new day, child of God. It's time to arise. And for some of you, that means you need to just forgive and forget. It's time to just let it go in Jesus' name. We can't change what happened yesterday, but thank God for the blood. Thank God that his mercies are new every morning. Thank God that joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. And so we've looked at arise and turn, arise and shine, and lastly, arise and build. Genesis 35:1, then God said to Jacob, get ready and move to Bethel and settle there. Build an altar there to the Lord who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau. I believe we need to rebuild some altars in our nations, altars of holiness, altars of the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage, altars of prayer, altars of worship, and more than anything else, an altar for the fear of the Lord. Let's be honest. In many instances, it's been the hypocrisy of the church and not the teaching of Christ that has turned people off. Nehemiah 2:17. Then I said to them, you see the bad situation we're in, that Jerusalem is desolate and its gates have been burned by fire. Come, let's rebuild the walls of Jerusalem so that we'll no longer be a disgrace. And I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then he said, let's arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobias the Ammonite official and Gershem the Arab heard about it, they mocked us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king? So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven will make us successful. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but you have no part, right, or memorial in Jerusalem. Nehemiah cried out, let us arise and build. But this wasn't without opposition. But even back then, they had people who would oppose the work of God. And sometimes we can think we're the only generation that has people that hate God or seek to, you know, malign the church and hinder the work of the gospel. But, you know, just as God has always had his men, so too has the enemy. But Nehemiah thankfully persisted. And as he built the wall, he also built the people. You see, we are called to build for God. And this is so important for us to recognize. We're called to build. Because Jesus said this, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But the Lord builds through people. He builds through you and through me. And I believe God wants a strong and a healthy church in this day and age. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to overcome. He wants us to conquer. He wants us, you know, to build something that will last. And he wants us to persist through the persecution and the trials and the challenges. God wants us to persist. He wants us to build, you know, particularly when we recognize, you know, the need, because we've been given a great commission. It's not a little commission. It is a great one. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to who? To every creature. And, you know, Jesus exemplified this fact by in, you know, when we look at the earlier part of the chapter, the risen and ascended Christ. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him very early in the morning. On the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples. And the thing I find when I consider that verse is, after everything that had happened, the betrayal of Christ, his abandonment by the disciples, and most notably, Peter's denial of Christ, not once or twice, but three times Peter denied Jesus Christ. We could all safely say that Peter at this stage was defrocked. He was disowned. He was yesterday's man, and God was finished with him. And certainly, I mean, who would have been inviting Peter to any conference to be a speaker? Or who would be voting him in to lead a church? Or looking to Peter to lead anything? And yet this angel says, go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you. And I just love that verse where it says, and Peter. God doesn't let go. God does not let go. No matter where we have fallen or where we have failed, God does not let go. And this is why he said, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is the gospel. It's a gospel of salvation. It's a gospel of redemption. It's a gospel of salvation. It's a gospel of healing. It's a gospel of restoration. What a wonderful message it is. And seeing as I haven't finished this series, we'll take another week, I think, because it bears giving sufficient time to this important subject. Because I believe God truly wants us as the church to arise. It's our time to arise and shine. Jesus is coming again, and there's a lost and a broken world that desperately needs to hear what we have to say. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful to shine the light in this dark world and to make a difference and to share your love with those who do not know you and to share the message, the only message that can save a soul from eternity in hell, the good news of the gospel. Lord, make us all soul winners in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again next week as we continue our series on Church, Arise.